everyone. Welcome to the 200th episode of the On Fire B2B podcast, where we take business owners, CEOs, people who manage and support salespeople, six questions, 9 minutes, because the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. Here we go. Question number one in a couple sentences. Tell me who you are and what do you do?
My name is Ruby Ho. I focus on areas called enterprise executive coaching, strategic facilitation, an organizational leadership consultant. And ultimately what that means is I help companies converge, optimize their people and performance.
Love it. Question number two. What is the best thing about working businesses?
I get to help them resolve problems that they otherwise cannot resolve for themselves.
Yes, yes. And don't forget the money. I'm going to tell you the money is also nice too.
It is nice. It is nice for sure.
It is there. Question number three. What do you find most challenging about actually getting in front of a decision maker?
Well, the irony to that question, my friend, is really, it's not challenging for me once I get in front of the businesses. The challenge is getting in front of businesses. They're too busy.
Yeah, they're too busy. You got to figure out how do you break through all the noise and clutter. I completely agree. Question number four. What other top professionals in the B2B space that you know that you think would be a great guest for the On Fire B2B podcast?
Well, this might sound arrogant. There's a lot of people in the executive coaching space. Let's just call it the betterment of businesses space. I'm kind of an anomaly, and I really struggled to answer that question. So I don't have a good recommendation for you. It's like I believe I'm kind of on the pioneering front. It's right. A bridge between both leadership and business, and that's just not a common trait, let's say.
Hey, I want to give you a thumbs up for actually saying you don't have anyone, or because I always laugh when someone says you should have Grant Cardone on. Yeah. Like, okay, you know Grant Cardone. Like, no. Well, then I don't, you know, whatever. So that part there. So Ruby, you're ahead of schedule. You have 7 minutes and 7 seconds left. Let's get to question number five and give everyone some of your insight on working with other businesses. Go.
So what I've learned, brother, is there are five critical areas, regardless of industry, regardless of it's a for-profit or not-for-profit. They're the same thing, but it's relative and relevant based on a company's situation. These five core areas are where we start to get the insight and determine where problems need to be resolved. So the first one is, regardless of whether or not you're the top leader or your mid-level manager or your team member, are you taking care of the company? Bottom line is, are you clear on the mission? Are you clear on the vision? Are you clear on the competencies? Are you clear on the culture? And what are you doing to complement what you do to drive that? Number two, are you taking care of your stakeholders, both internally and externally? So who are your internal stakeholders? They're your team. They're your peer. They're the cross-functional departments. Are we aligned? Are we singing to the same hymnal? And of course, with the stakeholder relationships are the external ones. Who are they? The consumer is boss. The customer is boss. But do you know what they need and how well are you complementing them? Mm-hmm. Three, are you taking care of team? Team, bottom line, is your team. Are you leading your team? Are you empowering your team? Are you leveraging your team? Are you supporting your team? And cross-functionally, are you supporting one another? Number four, department/function. So, okay, now we have our strategies right. Now we have the vision right. Now we have the focus right. Are we set up for success internally? Our processes, our infrastructure, our systems, our artificial intelligence, are we scalable? And then last but not least, taking care of yourself. So there are two critical areas in terms of taking care of yourself. One is being your own leader. That simply means don't be an impediment to others nor to work. And the second thing is, are you in your sweet spot? So I say everybody has their A seat if they know what their A position is. And that in itself can be a challenge. It's not based simply on competency. It's based on cultural fit. It's based on your ability to communicate, and you're based on your ability to know how to best contribute from where you are. Put that all together, it's supposed to be seamless. Oftentimes, it's not. And that's where I help optimize.
Love it. Yeah, putting them all together, you make a megazord of basically making a business work.
Exactly.
There we go. I've always wanted to use the Megazord analogy on this podcast.
And you that's a great word, man. I'm going to start using it.
Yes, there we go. Perfect. I love that step. Love everything you said about the five steps there. So let's get to question number six. Yes. Ruby, this is the most important question of the podcast.
Give it to me.
I'm going to give it to you. Tell me about your first time, your first sale.
Well, I'm going to be absolutely transparent. You've heard of imposter's theorem?
Yes.
Your fear of getting found out and fear of getting caught and fear of not being good enough. That's the bottom line. So at the beginning, you cheapify yourself. I just made up a word. And my first client was when I was part of a corporation where I just started saying, this is what I'm going to be doing. They saw some natural talent. So my first client happened to be one of my peers who I worked with who knew that I created, that I had this talent. And it was interesting. I really helped him. We still keep in contact today. And to show his appreciation, I remember this. He brought me this Visa gift card that was in this snow globe. And I was like, I can do this. I actually got paid something. So candidly, I would have taken a dollar. But to get that Visa gift card, I was like, okay, let's see how this grows. And, 11 years later, 80 different organizations that I've been blessed to work with, Fortune 100 and beyond. Unbelievable, the journey.
Love it. Love the story. Love the snow globe story too. So yeah. Ruby, you now have 2 minutes and 49 seconds left.
Holy cow.
So this is promo time. Ask me a question. Talk about the weather, but also sense the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. We can end early. All are acceptable options.
So here's what I've realized about business in general, and I was reflecting on that leading up to our podcast today. I know that I am, so I challenge people to find out what their superpower is. And my superpower, my friend, is truly to drive resolution and to help optimize people problems that pertain to performance and that pertain to leadership. Anybody who gets this, if they run into organizational problems that deal with people, that processes and performance, you're looking at the right guy to help you. That being said, I'm not here to break down doors. It's about resolving problems when they are needed, not creating problems out of nothing. That's really all I have to say. I mean, I love what I do. I'm very passionate about it. And there's no such thing as retirement in my vocabulary because it is how I serve and service this world, period.
Boom. Love it there. You pulled it off. Six questions in 9 minutes because the best know when to be concise and when to shut up. Now, your website's already in the description. You don't need to spell it out, but you can say it anyway.
TheRubyHoGroup.com. And that's Ruby with an I, just so it's not the Ruby with a Y.
Yep. And it's already in the description, everyone. So make sure you don't hear it. Go actually click on the link there. So Ruby, thank you so much for being on. Tip of the hat to you.
Thank you.
And for everyone else watching or listening, make sure you check out more episodes of the On Fire B2B podcast. My name is Bob Clark. You all have a wonderful day. Talk to you later.